This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
UK Talk Radio, Jonathan Hines, great to have your company. Now, I've got an author in front of me in the studio. We always love talking to authors, always so interesting. It's Adam Dixon, who's from the Bournemouth and Poole area, who's a novelist and is also has got a film in the pipeline called Heart of a Murderer. Welcome, Adam. It's
Thank
great
you.
To have you.
Good to be here. Thanks, Jonathan.
And so how long have you been writing, Adam?
I've been writing since, it's the old cliche, since I was at school.
Yes.
Sort of on and off. I think it was the only thing that I was good at. I was always very creative.
Yeah.
But I didn't really stick at it when I left school. I drifted into the building trade, which I stayed in for a long time. But I kept the writing up. I got a writing tutor at Southampton University,
right.
Bill Stanton, who was very good at teaching the art of fiction. And then after a period of illness in 2003, I pretty much devoted myself to it full time.
Mm. What a transition, though. I think that's great. You know, what a contrast between the building trade and then now you're in totally creative work.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I always was creative and was always involved in some form of creativity, whether it was in bands. I love music.
So oh,
I was a
right.
musician. I was in bands. I was always songwriting. So there was always something. But it was always my intention that at some point I would, you know, apply myself. Because I'd written, as far back as 1985, I was writing novels.
Right.
Which should have formed underneath the bed, great stacks of manuscripts under the bed and in drawers and
oh,
things like that.
Oh, you're quite prolific, yeah.
I was quite prolific, but nothing ever got finished. So with a novel, you need to... it's quite a rigorous process. You need to apply yourself to it. It's often draft after draft.
Yeah.
My first novel, for instance, took 8 drafts, I think it was, before it was finished. My second novel, Drowning by Numbers, took 11. It really is a difficult process. It's not something that you can just sit down and finish, as some writing schools seem to imply to the students that there's
yes.
an easy way of doing it, but I don't believe there is.
A lot of artists say, you know, a piece of work is never finished. You just have to decide you're going to finish it.
You decide that it's finished, I think, yeah. Mm. With me, I tend to... I read a manuscript in a single day. I'll often just bury myself in a room and read the whole thing through. This is after putting it away for perhaps... anything up to a year.
Mm.
It's often less than that now. It may be sort of 3 to 6 months, but I'll put the manuscript away and then get it out and read it.
Mm.
And what happens when you've got some distance from it is that you can see all the faults leap out.
Mm.
And you can often see a way of going about it, changing things, maybe chopping chapters out.
Yeah.
And doing it like that.
And Adam, in a nutshell, what sort of genre is your speciality when it comes to your writing?
My genre, I would say it's adult relationships.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of contemporary fiction, I suppose you might call it as a genre. But I find myself fascinated with the sort of connection and the relationship between a man and a woman, or the family situation. I tend towards the dark subject matter, if you like, so it's like the heavy psychological.
Yeah.
I like to go into detail, which some readers like and some don't like so
yeah.
much.
So the dark side of life, you know, the dark side that everybody has in them to varying extents.
Yes, I think so. I think we all have emotions and reactions on a spectrum.
Yes.
But I tend to like the characters who are perhaps on the extremes.
Mm.
And my first novel was about obsession and betrayal. And it was about how one character, Peter, becomes obsessed with a girl that he meets at a party.
Right.
And how that impacts his whole life.
Mm.
My second novel, Drowning by Numbers, was about a musician who was in the grip of addiction. and it was really about his sort of decline and how that impacts his whole family. So it's not, I don't see it as dark matter for the sake of it. I don't think it's gratuitous. I just think it's exploring those areas that...
And with love, you mentioned love and relationships. Love and hate can be very closely linked, can't they?
Very closely linked, yeah.
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 Now, what was your first book that you had published, Adam? Because I looked at your website, there's a lot there to go through. What was your first one?
Well, the first book that I had published by a traditional publisher was Triathlon, a series about your sport, which came about, I think that was published in 2012 as a result of me sending off a manuscript which was rejected initially, but my details were passed on to another publisher. So I was asked if I would like to co-author a book on triathlon, which I was happy to do because I was involved in triathlon at the time. It was great, especially when the book came out, which was they did a fantastic job on the presentation, the layout of the book. Mm. And from that followed two more in a similar series on cycling and swimming.
Mm.
And then I self-published the novels, two novels that I'd written in 2012 and 2014. And since then has followed another book on bipolar disorder, which is also available electronically, which will at some point be published in paperback.
Mm. So you're a bit of a psychologist as well then, really?
A bit of a psychologist.
Adam, what year was that first book that you had out?
The first sport book or the first novel?
The first novel.
The first novel was 2012.
Right.
Although I'd written the first draft in about 2007 or 8, I think. So it had gone back quite some way.
Now, Adam, this is really exciting. This film project that we hinted at the beginning, you and I are both very proud to be from the Bournemouth and Poole area. That's, that's our home. And you're actually in the process of developing a film based in Bournemouth and Poole in the 1940s. And as you mentioned earlier, the title is Heart of a Murderer. Tell us more.
Well, to start with the title, Heart of a Murderer, that came from a Bournemouth Echo headline by a local reporter.
Right.
And the headline was Name of a Poet, Heart of a Murderer, because the protagonist, Neville Heath, had called himself Rupert Brooke, who was a famous World War I poet. So the article addressed that. So I thought I'd use the second part of the article, of the headline, would make a good title for the film. I'd been aware of the case ever since 1987 when Nigel Havers starred in The Charmer, which was a TV series which I absolutely loved.
Right.
And I still enjoy it every time I watch it now.
Yeah.
That was a six-parter. And I loved the series but didn't realise that it was actually based on a real case. And having read about the case, I then discovered that one of the murders happened in Bournemouth at Branksome Dean Chine.
Right.
And Neville Heath was an ex-RAF pilot, very charismatic, a lot of charm, women loved him. But he was a psychopathic killer. Mm-hmm. So he'd murdered a woman in London in a hotel room and had then gone on the run and ended up in Bournemouth at the Tollard Royal Hotel.
Mm.
So the screenplay is, most of the screenplay that I've written is centred on the 2 weeks that he was in Bournemouth, masquerading as this group captain, Rupert Brooke, and the sort of the characters that he meets there, leading up to his initial arrest. But it is a fascinating case, and I just felt that the subject matter was would be good for a contemporary audience because it has parallels with modern cases. I always cite the O.J. Simpson case, heavy media all around that.
Yes.
Oscar Pistorius more recently. So it has all those elements, and I call Neville Heath the psychopathic James Bond.
Yeah.
Because there's elements of his character which sort of lend themselves to that, that kind of persona, the daredevilry, the risk taking.
See, psychopathy is such an interesting field in itself, you know, why someone is, what makes them that. And then I suppose your novels have had a fair few shares of sociopaths as well. People who are very antisocial people who...
Yeah. Yes, I think people who've perhaps ended up as sociopaths or certainly antisocial.
Yeah.
But I've since explored the psychopathy angle in more detail in a couple of novels of mine, and also in other screenplays. So I found myself sort of veering into that territory.
Yes.
Because it is this sort of limitless. Limitless scope from a novelist or from a screenwriter's point of view because of what you can do with the character. And there's something about deception, I think, that appeals to all of us.
Yeah.
Whether it's a magician performing tricks or an actor that we see who plays a part so convincingly. So all of those things you can weave into a screenplay.
Yeah.
And obviously the audience often will know what's going on, but perhaps some of the characters on the screen don't. Or, in keeping with Hitchcock, perhaps you keep the audience guessing all the time. Mm. So perhaps in Heart of a Murderer, we've managed to do a little of each.
It seems, Adam, like you're fascinated with the human condition, really.
With the human condition.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that covers a broad...
It's a very big... That's a big... Yeah, the human condition is a very broad term. So when do you... When would you like to see this film... do you have a deadline when you'd like to see it completed? What is the schedule looking like at the moment?
Well, the schedule at the moment is that we have four or five of us involved in the production. Two producers, one of whom is in Dubai, the other in Manchester, very experienced in the world of feature films and television. We also have an executive producer who's involved in the money side of things. So for us, we've sort of reached a stage where we've got a budget and a schedule, which are broken down from the script. The budget is extensive. It's about 47 pages long, which I didn't actually have a personal hand in. So the next thing is we have a meeting in London on Monday where we'll be talking to a bond completion company. So that's exciting. So there's four of us going up there, and then really it's attracting the talent, because we have talent that we would like to star in the film, so they're currently being approached through their agents. And then with the film world, everything's precarious. You don't know what's going to happen next. Everything seems to be happening on the periphery, and then all of a sudden something will happen. So I suppose that makes it exciting.
Yeah. So this is quite... Yeah, so it's you're looking at things in the longer term at the moment, but this is so exciting. And,
but it'd be great for the area as well, because obviously it's set in Bournemouth, and not only that...
Would it be
but
all
Bournemouth
over Bournemouth, or have you got... Is it quite concentrated?
There will be... We'll have locations, but we will certainly maximise the beautiful Jurassic Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, the scenery in Dorset has been used in a lot of feature films recently, so...
Yes.
You know, there's some wonderful scenery we can use. There's also hotels, so we have for interiors. But also, I've had meetings with Bournemouth University with a view to using some of their production studios, and also with a possible, perhaps not the word is collaboration, but certainly they would like to be involved. And it would just be great to, you know, to put the area, to stamp the area on the map, you know, in terms of the project. And also you've got the media school at Bournemouth University, which turns out Oscar-winning graduates who go on to work in, you know, in production companies all over, especially in America.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a wealth of talent down here that we'd like to, you know, to maximise.
Yes. What's your website, Adam?
My website is www.adamdixon.co.uk.
Adam Dixon, one word, and there's only one spelling to both those names, so people will be able to find that quite easily. And that's .co.uk.
Co.uk.
All the best, Adam. I could talk to you for another 20 minutes. That's really author and now filmmaker as well. And just to remind people, the name of the film will be Heart of a Murderer.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Adam. All the best.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.